Do it, Ski. Come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I'm telling the sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Yeah, almost, big voice guy, almost. Because this is no longer Texans Stock Up, Stock Down. Same concept.
Don't put them in a box now.
Sorry, voice guy. Same concept, doing the same thing ultimately, but obviously the Houston Texans, their 2024 football season has come to an end. There are two squads remaining. We're doing a little NFL playoff edition of Stock Up, Stock Down today on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley, and I want to get the negative out of the way like I typically like to do. Give me that bad news first, good news later. And let's start with the former NFL quarterback, Clint Sterner. Clint, as you take a look back at where we have gone and how we've gotten to where we are to the Super Bowl and looked at these NFL playoffs, give me a stock down from what you've seen.
Well, I'm going to go with a couple of guys, and both of them are quarterbacks for me. C.J. Stroud here locally. I'll be quick with C.J. We just got through discussing, you know, what's going on with C.J. And the stock down from last year to, I mean, the stock is definitely down from last year.
Oh, no.
To this year, right? We just discussed that at length. My other stock down, boys, is Sam Darnold.
Damn, Sam.
Sam Darnold had the NFL free agency in 2025 literally in the palm of his hand. He had it right by the old gonads, boys. I mean, he was fixing to. Now I don't think he was going to get what these second contracts are coming for the top quarterbacks in the league. I don't think he's going to get 50 or 60 million.
He was on top of the world week 17.
On top of the world.
I mean, literally, they were lifting him up and throwing water.
Ron, he was going to get upwards of 30, maybe even $40 million, and maybe he still does. I don't know, but them last two games. Who was that? Detroit?
Detroit, where Dan Orlowski said he missed five touchdown passes in the game.
Yep. And who was the next one?
And then the Rams just got sacked out nine times. And
yes.
Won a fumble recovery for a touchdown through a pick in that game.
Yep. Those two games, I'm going to be shocked to see how much money that actually cost Sam Darnold.
That's a tough one.
It is a really, really tough one. I mean, you can argue that Minnesota probably should have given him the money for a couple of years and let JJ just develop a little bit.
I got to think about that now.
The way they were winning, yeah, right? The way they were winning, you could argue, like, you're crazy if you let Sam Darnold get out of the building.
I mean, it's not like just the two biggest games of the season he lost and struggled. Like, I mean, They were the things that scared you to death about bringing in Sam. Like,
yes.
what you saw. He held the ball for nearly 5 seconds on all of those sacks.
And to think about it too, guys, it couldn't have ended any worse. Literally both games, they weren't just poor performances and bad losses. One of them cost them the bye week in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The number one seed in the bye week. And the next one sent them home,
obviously. Season, yeah.
I mean so Sam Darnold for me, man, stock down. I don't know if there's anybody, at least I've guys that were in the playoffs that the stock is more down on.
And they were on Sunday Night Football, the last game of the regular season, the last one you watch.
Come on,
and
man.
Monday Night Football, the last game of the wild card weekend.
That stings. So the old quarterback, Dirty Red, Clint Sterner goes with a quarterback, Sam Darnold, and CJ Stroud, of course, who we've talked at length about his game kind of taking a step back this year. Stock up, stock down. We're on the show, Hughley. Flipping over to your side of the table, as you have observed these NFL playoffs, give me a stock down.
My stock down to this point is to the national media. The national media who have decided, and not all of them, but some, who have decided to act like fans or internet trollers and have created even more and jump-started even more of this narrative that the refs are out to help the Chiefs.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
The Mad Dog Russo goes on his...
The evidence is there wrong.
Okay. The evidence... Again, the evidence is not there that the referees are out there cheating for...
The Chiefs are on, in
coming
bed
out
with the
and
refs.
Coming as a game plan to cheat for the Chiefs, which is like Mad Dog Russo is coming on First Take every single week banging this out. Just the amount of national media people have taken this to a whole nother level. And I would say to many of you, you understand this. Just like the likes of Carl Ravage, Joe Buck, Joe Davis, any of those guys, Brian Anderson, every time they did an Astros game, they would repeatedly just bring up the cheating scandal to try to make it seem like the Astros were still wink, wink, nod, nod, still cheating after that and kept bringing it up for no reason when they knew that wasn't happening no more. And they kept creating that and making that a bigger story amongst fans and amongst people when it really wasn't.
It feels huge.
And that was with some real cheat. So to me, the people there that have, and now some of them are trying to walk it back. Hey, this week, don't talk, the Bills just lost. No, so don't talk about Mark Slurth. No, the Bills just lost. Don't talk about the refs now. No. You got to be ashamed of yourself pushing this narrative up of they're cheating on purpose. Stock down to the national, to some of you. Many of you know who you are. So damn shame. We should be talking about the greatness in Philly trying to knock down a team that's going for a three-peat. Instead, we're up here talking about Sean Hockley and the other referees out there. What crew is coming? Oh, that back judge has thrown three personal fouls on the against the Chiefs over the last 3 years. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I mean, all right, that's where on the show Hughley's stock down damn for these shame. NFL playoffs. I mean, if you ask me, though, I mean, agree to disagree, I think that would almost be a bull market. I would buy in the refs, making sure Mahomes shame. And the Chiefs
just
are taken
like
care
it was
of.
Ridiculous for them to keep bringing up those trash cans, and years later, they know that wasn't happening. Just making it a bigger story and creating.
Yeah, the Astros admitted to all that, though. The Chiefs don't want this to get out.
I think you're right. And it was real cheating. It was not compared to.
Around the whole Major League Baseball. Yeah, everybody was doing that. All right.
Damn shame.
All right, I'm done. So let's get the positivity. Let's get some good feels going for Ron the Show Hughley. If you're just tuned in, this is Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Do it every hump day around this time. Ron, stock up. As you've watched these NFL playoffs this year.
Stock up for NFL playoffs, Saquon Barkley. And not just Saquon Barkley, but the running back now in the NFL. Saquon. The shift, and Joe Mixon's a part of that. Obviously, Derrick Henry. But Saquon has been the best. And his game has also even been raised up a notch from what it was during the regular season when he came close to breaking the record set by Eric Dickerson. Saquon Barkley has been special. He has been the big play of their offense. And now I do think with his performance and even his performance on the biggest stage, I think it's going to help running backs and help the feel of how running backs are. It was thought to be just a position where it was meaningless and not when you played as you played with Emmitt. And that was like Emmitt was more important at times, it felt like, than Troy Aikman. And it feels like the running back is getting his due again, and I think Saquon Barkley and his playoff in the play and his performance in the playoffs is a catalyst.
I agree wholeheartedly, Ron, and I love the fact that he got out of New York and made it happen. I mean, the dysfunctional organization has killed many a career, and Saquon Barkley is luckily out, and all of us just football fans get a chance to see it. And you're right, man, it is going to be hard after what he and Derrick Henry did, and you can argue even Joe Mixon.
That's what I said, Mixon's a part of that.
I mean, what those guys did with this year's free agency for running backs and the conversations that were being had around the running back position from a negative perspective, boy, you can argue this was a monster year, and the headliner was definitely Saquon Barkley.
The arrow's pointed up.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that one. All right, flipping over to you, Clint. As you've been viewing the NFL playoffs this year, who around the league are you buying stock in? Stock up for you, Clint.
I'm gonna go with Xavier Worthy. I am really fascinated with how Andy Reid uses Xavier Worthy. The way that it just seems like every pre-snap shift and every pre-snap motion, every bit of those details is an effort to get one guy a touch.